So as I mentioned, Sarah and I did this motorhome trip. This motorhome is new to us. We've named it Orville, or in our cuter moments, Orvi, the RV. And it's very streamlined and sleek as these things go. The ceiling is 6'2". I'm 6'2", and normally I can walk through there no problem. But as we spent time in Orvi, as it rained for 4.5 days, I had some problems. You see, it's not that the middle of the motorhome is a problem. It's the transitions that are a problem. When I go from standing to sitting in the dinette, I hit my head. When I go from standing in the middle to going into the bathroom, I hit my head. When I go from standing in the middle to getting into bed, I hit my head. When I go from standing in the middle to getting into the driver's seat, I hit my head. If our granddaughter had been with us, our granddaughter would have said, "Nana, why is G-Pop saying bad words?" Fortunately, she was not with us. And as we were in the motorhome, I had a lot of opportunities to consider angles. I had a lot of opportunities to consider geometry. And as I was stewing, the Holy Spirit came into my mind. And the Holy Spirit gave me a message. Number one, be careful. Number two, consider the geometry of Jesus. And I started thinking about the geometry of Jesus. We think about the words of Jesus, the actions of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus, but there is also a geometry that Jesus gave us. And I want to preach on that this morning. So, dear God, Father, Son, Spirit, please come into my mind and heart this morning. Fill me up with your love, your grace, your teachings, that I may give to this, your beloved community, a new understanding of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. So, because we're starting the new year, let's have a lesson. All right? Geometry lesson. Now, students, geometry is the branch of mathematics that concerns itself with lines and angles and shapes. But I don't want to talk about secular geometry today. I want to talk about sacred geometry. Bruce, slide number one. And so does Jesus. Jesus' geometric love moves upwards, moves outwards, and moves in circles. The geometry of Jesus' love moves upwards, outwards, and in circles. So the geometry of Jesus means loving from the center of who we are, as Jesus taught us to love because we saw him loving from the center of who he was. The cross is a perfect example of the geometry of Jesus. Now, when the Romans nailed Jesus on the cross, they thought, that's it, we're done with that rabble-rouser. And they put a sign on the top of that cross. It said, I-N-R-I. It mocked Jesus by saying, Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews. The Romans took great pain to stretch Jesus' hands out and nail them on either side. They took great pains to nail his feet down at the bottom. But what they didn't realize is that the geometry of Jesus nailed on the cross is showing us that Jesus' love goes out and embraces the whole world. There is no end, no stopping point to the love of Jesus. It goes out from the center of Jesus and it travels literally around the world and holds the world in his heart and in his hands. His extended arms form a circle with all of God's children in the middle. This cross gives shape to the words of John chapter 3, verse 16. You know this, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life everlasting. And they nailed the feet of Jesus. But if you think about that, they didn't realize that they were showing us Jesus' deep connection to all of God's creation, to all of this earth. And Jesus was reminding us that we are all connected to the gifts of God's earth. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and 20, the Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things of earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. You see, what the Romans got wrong, what the Pharisees got wrong, is this cross is not the defeat of Jesus. This cross expresses the glory of the geometry of Jesus. And so, Jesus' geometric love moves upwards, moves outwards, and it moves in circles. All right, love spreading outwards from the center of who Jesus is, from the center of who we are, is a perfect example of our next slide. Are you the drop or are you the circles going out? Maybe you're both. You see, as we love from our center, and if you think about in our center, we have our imago Dei, image of God, then Paul in Romans is giving us another geometry lesson in the geometry of Jesus. In Romans 12, verse 9, Paul says, love from the center of who you are. And when we love from the center of who we are, the next circle out, we give that love to be good friends and love deeply. You see, in the geometry of Jesus, if you look at the public life of Jesus, you know what happened when he started? He got baptized. And then he spent 40 days fasting in the desert. Well, that's on that end. And at the other end of his public life, he was crucified on the cross. But the geometry of Jesus doesn't call us to be at the ends. It calls us to go into the center of his life. Because those 3 years in the center of his life, what was he doing? Preaching and teaching and loving and sharing and feeding and lifting up and raising from the dead and healing. And so we are called to embrace love. We are called to love gently. And we are called to let our love flow to everyone we meet. You see, the love, the geometric love of Jesus moves upwards, moves outwards, and it moves in circles. But wait a minute. Let's consider this. The love of Jesus is without harsh angles. And a perfect example of this is Jesus never turned anyone away. Slide 4. That's not the love, the geometry of the love of Jesus. Jesus is not pushing people apart. He's not lifting himself up. He's not stepping on someone below him. Slide 5. The love of Jesus does not engage in conflict. Conflict that can separate, that can pierce, that can jab. Slide 6. Or conflict that wants to conquer. If we look at the geometry of Jesus, there are no harsh angles, no conflict. It's a love that embraces all. And if we go to Romans chapter 12, verses 20, 21, here's what it says. Our scriptures tell us that if you see your enemy hungry, go buy that person lunch. Or if he is thirsty, give him a drink. Your generosity will surprise him with goodness. And don't let evil get the best of you, but get the best of evil by doing good. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44, I say to you this, love your enemy and bless the one who curses you. The geometry of Jesus moves us upwards and outwards and envelops us in circles of love. So let's move away from these angles and this conflict. Let's go to the next slide. You see, the geometry of Jesus is expressed right here in the Trinity. In the Trinity, there is no separation between Father, Son, Spirit. Usually, when you look at the picture of the Trinity, it's in a triangle form. I don't like that. There's a lot of angles there. I love this because they're all moving around each other. Now, back in the very early church, there was a group called the Cappadocian Fathers. And the Cappadocian Fathers eventually talked about the Trinity. And they used a term that I used here several months ago, perichoresis. And this term, perichoresis, comes from the Greek theater world. And it means a circle-weaving dance of love. And the perichoresis of the Trinity are three people circling, moving, and weaving together. This is the geometry of the love of Jesus in action. It's moving inwards and outwards and circling around. Our triune God invites us into a dance with Father, with Son, and with Spirit. Slide 8. That's slide 9. That's slide 10. Okay, that's it. Yes! Wait a minute, I need to erase your minds for the last 10 seconds. Okay, here we go. This, I believe, is such a beautiful example of the dance of the Trinity, the geometry of the love of the Trinity that Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit are inviting us into. I found this wonderful quote from Professor Ronald Cole. These are his words. As we dance like God dances, we discover that our dancing leads us to forgive others. Our dancing leads us to be reconciled with those with whom we are in conflict. In dancing as God dances, we learn to be at peace with each other. In dancing as God dances, we learn to be joyful and we learn to be playful with one another. As we discover how to be human as God created us to be human. God did not create us to do those Jedi cross swords. God created us to love from the center outwards and engage in a dance of love. The Franciscan friar Richard Rohr had this most beautiful quote, and it ties in so well to our first song, God of Wonders. Here's what he said. Since the God names himself in creation, creation is created in the image of God, well then there has to be a family resemblance between every part of God and all of creation. Check this out. Richard Rohr's words. Scientists looking through microscopes and telescopes are finding the swirling relational energy of the Trinity is in the space between the particles of the atoms and in the space between the planets and the stars. Scientists are discovering that reality is relational at all levels. And when you really understand the Trinity, you really start to understand the universe. Or, as the first song that we sang said, the universe declares your majesty. So, in the beginning, light sprang from dark, earth sprang from sky, and all of God's creation sprang from the overflow of God's dance of love. And the geometry of Jesus invites us in to this dance. So when we are told to love all people from the center of who we are, we have another perfect example. The slide 9. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Romans 12, you heard me say this a couple minutes ago. Love from the center of who you are. And so we love ourselves and we love our family. But what happens then is we move out in concentric circles. So our concentric circles on the bottom overlap with another person's concentric circles on the top. When Anne stood up and said she was volunteering with the hospice, beautiful example of this geometry. Anne's love is moving outward from Anne. The love of the people in the hospice are moving over and through. And this is how the love and grace of God extends throughout our world. In Romans verse 13, Paul tells us to love our neighbors. Be inventive with hospitality. In Romans verse 14, chapter 12, Paul tells us, bless your enemies. And in Romans chapter 12, verse 17, he says, discover beauty in all people. Slide 11. And as we move outwards from our center, our overlapping circles of love, discover beauty in all people, of all shapes, of all beliefs, of all sizes, of all colors, of all ages. Matthew in chapter 5, verse 45 said this, God sends the sun and rain upon both the just and the unjust. So the geometry of God's love is giving us more and more and more inspiration and examples and opportunities so that our love can flow and overflow and move upwards and outwards and in circles around and around. Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, the geometry of Jesus comes full circle as we start our school year. It goes from slide 12. Okay, we'll go with 11. Yes, it goes back to the cross. Because in the cross, when Jesus' hands were extended in what they thought was defeat, was really God showing us that God is embracing all people and bringing us together, fitting ourselves and our gifts and our people into this geometry of the cross. There is a space for everybody here. And 12, and the space starts at Jesus. And in the geometry of Jesus, this extends out and out and out. So in the midst of those, what my granddaughter would call bad words, as I sat in my RV, dabbing the blood on my head, Jesus was teaching me about geometry, was teaching me about moving not with sharp angles, but with soft spaces and shapes. Jesus was teaching me about patience and kindness, was teaching me to forgive our motorhome. You laugh. I tell you, I've been looking to get another one, but I've reconsidered. I'm going to forgive. And so, Royal Oak, beloved worshiping community, let us take this school year to study geometry, but the geometry of Jesus, the geometry that starts and goes out from the center, the geometry that reaches to everyone in this world, the geometry that brings grace and peace to everyone we meet. And let us do this as we worship, as we pray, as we fellowship together. In Jesus' name, amen.